From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting tension between Turkey and Russia. Turkey's president today questioned the future relations between his country and Russia after multiple reports of airspace violations by Russian military planes along the Turkish border with Syria. Turkey summoned Russia's ambassador for a second time Monday after what the foreign ministry said was another instance of a Russian aircraft breaching Turkish airspace. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for a series of attacks on government headquarters and positions of the Saudi-led coalition in the Yemeni city of Aden. In a statement posted online, the militant group said it carried out 4 suicide bombings against the targets. The general in charge of the failed coup in Burkina Faso last month has been formally charged, along with one of the top officials. They are accused of supporting the overthrow of Burkina Faso's government. The head of the NATO-led military operation in Afghanistan says American forces are responsible for mistakenly hitting a hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan. U.S. Army General John Campbell told a congressional committee in Washington Afghan forces requested the airstrike because Taliban insurgents were firing from the facility. He said steps are being taken to prevent such an event in the future.
No military in history has done more to avoid harming innocents. We've readily assumed greater risks to our own forces in order to protect non-combatants. To prevent any future incidents of this nature, I've directed the entire force to undergo in-depth training in order to review all of our operational authorities and rules of engagement.
The aerial bombardment on Saturday killed 22 people. This is VOA News.